5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Pleasure of being joined now by former Congressman Mike Rogers, the former chair of the House Intel Committee. He joins us every so often on Mornings on the Mall, including this morning. Thank you, sir, for joining us.
Well, thanks for lowering your standards and let me come back.
Oh, I can't help it. Believe me, I lowered the standards around here enough. So you're an improvement. Thank you. I want to ask you about the findings, or lack thereof, of the Senate Intel Committee. Yesterday, Mark Warner, Richard Burr come out, and they have all these statements to make over a period of time. And basically what they've told us is, we're still investigating. We've done a lot of interviews. Give us time. How much time do we need to give them, do you think?
Well, it depends. It seemed to me, being the former FBI guy that I was, two interesting things. One, they said they were waiting for some information that they wouldn't necessarily have access to now, meaning I think they're waiting for the special counsel investigation to move forward. Thought that was pretty interesting. The fact that they agreed with the intelligence assessment, the intelligence community assessment, on the Russians' interest in trying to influence the election, didn't say that it did. It just said that it was trying to do that. And then lastly, that they stopped on the Comey memos indicating that there is likely some criminal action being investigated in relation to the Comey memos. And it could be an administrative angle, or in fact, it could be from Comey himself. They didn't make that very clear, which I found pretty interesting.
Did they give a sense? I don't remember yesterday. Did they give a sense of who the investigating body was that was kind of precluding them from having any more conversations about
this? They didn't say, but I presume it was the special counsel.
Okay. So, I look at this from the perspective of a lot of Republicans, and I'm not sure if this is the case, and I'd like to get your sense of this, that as this thing has dragged on for many, 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 many months now, and we've gotten very few pieces of information. In fact, yesterday, that Trump dossier that everybody's been talking about that sort of was at the root of much of this continues to be skeptically looked at by the Senate Intel Committee. They're not quite sure of its credibility, they're saying yesterday. After all of this, don't you kind of feel the Republicans have been just used as pawns in a political move against the president here?
Well, two things. This is what I think happened. I mean, the Democrats want this to be the reason that their candidate lost for president. They cannot
Yes.
even fathom that Donald Trump is president of the United States at all. It just sends them into orbit. They have, like, huge counseling bills, the whole nine yards. The problem comes in this. The Russians have been trying to interfere with U.S. elections and U.S. psyche for 50 years. And so they scored some big points in it. And one of the ways they did it is by trying to exacerbate the race differences in the United States and inflame that. And we know they've done it before. They used to do it before social media. Now they're doing it now with social media. And it's dangerous. It doesn't mean that your candidate lost because of the Russians. And then I think this is where the Republicans make their mistake. Oh, nothing to see here, move along. The Russians had nothing to do with it. The real answer is that, hey, listen, we need to worry that the Russians tried to get into 21 states voting, being able to impact the tallies in 21 states. They tried to do it. It doesn't matter. They don't care about Republicans. They don't care about Democrats. They pretty much hate us all universally. And we as Americans should be concerned about the level of what they call Russian active measures. And so really we need to get it out of the politics that, you know, my guy won because he won, and no, your guy won because of the Russians. All of that needs to go away. It was really, candidly, at this point, irrelevant. Had pretty senior FBI guys come out yesterday and say, guess what, people? They're still at it. They don't care. I mean, they're still at it. They're still trying to divide us. They're still trying to sow chaos. That's what we should be worried about.
But they're doing... Sorry, one last thing on this. They're doing it through free speech, though. I mean, not that they're entitled to the constitutional protections, but what it sounds like is they're buying advertisements. In the Washington Post, they run inserts, or they have in the past, inserts from the Chinese and Russian governments. This is like something that we've been aware of for many, many years. All of a sudden, that sort of like activity is considered well beyond the bounds of decency?
Well, I mean, ads are one thing. Certainly the inserts. By the way, the Chinese do the same thing.
If yes.
You've seen the big Chinese inserts. RT Television is an arm of the Russian state, right? It's used for propaganda. And by the way, when you see it overseas, it's constantly fanning the flames about how bad America is.
Right.
And so all of that continues to go on. Not a lot you can do about it. But when you have a foreign state try to get into our electoral voting systems themselves, we presume for the purpose of either changing vote tallies or, you know, causing lack of confidence in
vote
tallies. Yeah,
that's an issue, yes.
That's an issue. And so they're not going to go away at that. This whole, you know, the whole advertising and all of that, that's going to continue. I don't see how that slows down. But you really don't want foreign nation states trying to influence the election. And again, this is where it gets into politics. Democrats want this the reason to be they lost. Republicans just don't want to deal with the fact that, hey, I got bad news for you. The Russians did try to influence the election. I don't know if it had an impact. I don't think it did. I think the Democrats just had a
gotcha.
God-awful, horrible candidate.
Two things here. Yesterday, Senator Burr said that the committee continues to look into all evidence to see if there was any hint of collusion. We'll discuss preliminary findings, but we don't have any. So they don't have anything as far as Russian collusion goes, which was the point of this to begin with. And he also said that Christopher Steele won't even meet with them. So is there a point for them to continue this if they know there was no Russian collusion with the Trump administration, which was what they were tasked with finding out? And my second question is, how does someone just tell the Senate Intelligence Committee or House Intelligence Committee, like, no, sorry, not getting involved in this?
Oh, well, he's a foreign national living in, I think he's in London. So, you know, the Senate, you know, has pretty good reach here, and those subpoenas mean something, but not in London.
But now, what about Fusion GPS? They're here.
I'm sorry?
Fusion GPS is here.
Well, that's true. I mean, when there's other ways to get at this information, I did think it was very odd the way they tried to lay out, you know, well, we just can't get them, and we tried, and boy, they won't talk to us, and our feelings got hurt. It was really an odd way to try to get somebody who should participate in an investigation to do it. There are other ways to do it, including making sure that they're that when he does arrive in the United States, he could get served with a subpoena would be one way, and going after certain financial issues and other things to get that information
yes.
brought in where he would feel compelled at some point to start wanting to come in. Yeah. There's lots of ways to do it other than, candidly, sounded a little whiny to me about why the guy wouldn't cooperate.
All right,
but I agree with you. It's
Mike Rogers.
Not a lot of information. That's something that tells me a lot as well.
And it's very frustrating as an observer and as an American. Mike Rogers, we'll have to leave it there, but we'll have you back soon to discuss this because apparently it's not going to end anytime soon. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.